Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. It's been a little bit since I've been on. I will try to get better about doing my weekly podcast, but we had lots of visitors come in. We had family coming in. We had birthdays happening. There was all kinds of family events going on, so hopefully you forgive me. I like to do my podcast, but I'm so busy that I also like to make sure I spend time with my family when they come out. And so that's been happening. The other thing is we are still in the middle of launching the Spiritual Guru Box, and that has been super, super exciting. We have got so many cool products coming out. I can't even tell you guys. And that's really grown a lot from my original idea, even when we started it, until launch, which is going to be on May 11th. Everybody needs to, if you're interested in the Spiritual Guru Box, you need to write on May 11th, put it in your phone. That's when you will be able to get in and get your monthly subscription for the first time ever. Boxes will not go out until June. And so essentially, I created this idea of becoming, you know, you're basically your personal spiritual shopper, because that's what I'm doing. I'm testing all the products. I am wearing them. I'm using them. I'm any product that makes the cut. It's really funny because my kids come in and I have like, oh my gosh, you guys, I have so many cool things coming in, and I have like jewelry and products, and we started making candles that are amazing. So my kids keep snatching up the candles and going, oh my God, I love this. Or I have other people coming in. I had somebody coming in going, I have to buy this. Like, I need to buy this. And I'm like, okay, but they're not ready yet. We're in development. And anyways, I will get like tons of jewelry, and some make the cut and some don't make the cut. And I've had my kids come in and grab some of the jewelry and just, oh, I like this, I want to wear it, which is great, because they get to test it. We get to see if, you know, the charms turn colors, how stretchy are the bands, are they, you know, good quality stuff. Well, a few times my kids have latched onto some stuff that I wasn't really sure about, so I put it in what my son calls the shunned pile, and he wears them, or he's taken a couple products out of there that he liked and he wore them, and then everybody starts asking him, where did you get that, and he goes, this was from the shunned pile. So then I have to reconsider it, because everybody starts liking it, and so it's been pretty funny anyways. And the other thing that we've been doing, because originally it was just going to be, you know, products that I recommend or that I use or that I think that would be helpful for your spiritual journey, then it turned into even spiritual people liking the box, and then it turned into some of the products we wanted to put in the box I wasn't satisfied with, like the candles. That turned into like a whole candle line that we're doing. Essential oil sprays. I'm not big on a lot of essential oil sprays that I have smelled in the past. I don't like the combination. So then I'm like, okay, well, let's just do our own line. And the funny thing is, I was actually mixing those last night. We were doing testers, and I have not slept so good in like 2 weeks. It was craziness. So apparently we're onto something with those sprays. Anyways, May 11th is the day. So for those of you who keep following up and asking and sending emails, that is the day that you can register to get your box. They go out in June. Before I get into the show, which is going to be a really good show today, I do want you guys to know that when we created the box and started ordering products, we had to sort of just pick a number of how many. We had to kind of guess how many products or how many boxes do you think that, you know, who do we think we would sell? And so because of that, there's a very limited number of boxes. And so if you are interested, make sure you get in right away, because if you miss the May 11th thing and we sell out, which at this point with the amount of interest that has exploded, I do anticipate that we will most likely sell out. So if you miss the first month's box, then you will be able to get in on month two, which would be the July box. So do keep in mind, if you're really wanting to get in right away, make sure that you enter into one of our giveaways or go to the spiritualguruBox.com, enter your email, I have it everywhere on my stuff. If you're on any of my social media, there's links. The Higher Purpose Learning Group, you know, all over the place. The other things that I want to remind you guys before we get into the show today, which is going to be on number synchronicities, which will be really awesome, is I have what I have going on, which is my Higher Purpose Learning Group. If you're in there, great. If you're not, that's my spirit community I created. It's like-minded people. You can share stories and dreams, talk about spiritual stuff. I will go in there and answer questions. I have Brian and Lydia in there who are really on it with responding to people if you need help in there. We started doing a Q&A Tuesday thing in there. So there's all kinds of cool stuff going on. So that's the Higher Purpose Learning Group. You can go to my website, keystothespiritworld.com. You can scroll down, or I think up in the right-hand corner, it says Spirit Community somewhere in a drop-down menu. Or if you scroll down halfway down the page, it says Spirit Community. You go ahead and click on that, and you can get an invitation to join, because we don't just let the group go haywire, because we don't want it being spammy. We want it all really good, juicy information. If you are more advanced than that, and or you're trying to move further along your spiritual journey, do not forget about my psychic ability class and or my mentorship program. So I have two of those happening. The mentorshipcircle.com, you can go in there and get into a group mentorship thing that I'm doing, where we do master classes every 3 weeks, and I do a lot of one-on-one with everybody in there. That we have going on for kind of if you're in the more advanced. And the psychic ability class, you can go to psychicabilityclass.com and get in there if you want to. Now, with that, I have it open right now, but I will be closing it again and opening it only a few times a year, just because I think that that works better. So enough said about all that. If you're wanting to get on my email list, you can go to my website and all that. So let's talk about number synchronicities today. And what do they mean? Now, I've done a few YouTube videos on this, but I feel like it's gotten to the point where everybody's kind of not getting enough information through the video. So I wanted to explain this a little bit more. So people often see number synchronicities. And what I mean by that is they'll see 444. They'll see like a 123, 5656. You know, just synchronicities in numbers. And they may be in different places. You could have it on your iPhone. You could have it on your TV, license plate in front of you. It could show up on a receipt. But basically what we're talking about is when you're seeing number synchronicities, it is a pattern of numbers that draws your attention, and it can be on anything, anywhere. And a lot of times people tend to, but not always, but a lot of times people will say, I constantly see like 444 everywhere. Like I'm seeing it all the time. Other times people will say, I'm just seeing number synchronicities everywhere. And they wonder, what does it mean? Well, this is something interesting that I'd like to explain further. And this is why I wanted to do the podcast. When you see something like this and it grabs your attention, it's actually a form of spirit communication. So here's the interesting thing about this. I know that a lot of people don't even think about this, but they don't realize you don't see all number synchronicities. Your attention is not drawn to them. Out of all the days in your entire life that you have come across repetitive numbers and number synchronicities, there's no chance that you have seen even probably 70% of them. It's just not something that people are, I mean, there's numbers everywhere that you're seeing on a daily, you know, on the daily. And that's the interesting thing that people don't realize. It's not that you're noticing every single synchronicity that's happening. But the ones that you're noticing, that you're noticing them because of the events that are taking place around the synchronicity. When you see a number synchronicity that grabs your attention, it is a form of spirit communication. When your awareness is heightened enough to notice the patterns or synchronicities, you will have a spirit guide, a loved one present at that time. So I will be talking and getting into a lot more of this with my spirit communication class, and so I get into it somewhat in my psychic ability class, but the way that spirits and loved ones and guides communicate a lot of times is through telepathy, and that's a whole nother class. It's a whole nother thing. But people oftentimes are unaware that their focus is being directed by a telepathic thought. It's being directed towards a synchronistic number, or it's being directed towards the thing that you happen to look at that your awareness is heightened. And that happens almost all the time with synchronistic numbers. If you see a synchronistic number and it draws your attention, it is drawing your attention for a reason. There is a 99.9% chance that there is a spiritual presence with you at that point in time, a spiritual guide, a spirit, a loved one that is trying to help focus your attention towards a number. Why? People often wonder, okay, here, I get this question so much. If I had a dollar for every time I got this question, I'm telling you, I'd like be rich. They want to know, what does that message mean? What does 444 mean? What does 123 mean? What does all of this stuff mean? And somebody actually asked me, because I posted a lot about this week on my social media stuff. Somebody actually asked me and said, well, there is so much information out there that 444 means this or 123 means this. Then how can you say it doesn't mean anything? Because the thing is, it doesn't necessarily mean a very specific message for you. So when you see a 444 all the time, it's not that you're missing a message. It's not that there's a message to be told to you. But what it actually is that people don't know and they don't talk about is it's a bonding exercise with your guide or with a spirit or a loved one. So spirits and spirit guides, they actually will try to help train us. And like I said, this is going to, I am going to get into a lot more of this in my spirit communication class, but I'm going to give you a mini, mini lesson here. They actually try to train us on how the spirit realm works as far as communication and feeling energy and reading energy. And some of the ways they do it is through things that appear physical, because that is what draws us, our attention in the physical world. And if it draws our attention enough to seem odd, people will stop to question. And when they stop to question, their awareness heightens. And when their awareness heightens, their vibration heightens. And that allows you to come closer to the vibration of a spirit or a guide or something. And so it's a whole chain of events. So it is actually a bonding exercise with your spirit or spirit guide or loved one. And they're trying to help you and trying to teach you and allow you to learn how to become familiar with their energy. How does it feel when they are present? And when you start paying attention to that, when you start paying attention to, oh, okay, my awareness is heightened. It was drawn in that direction because I was focusing upon it for whatever reason. That's where people go, oh, there must be a message, because they're getting all that part, right? They're getting the part where, okay, there's some type of communication happening here, but the clarity as far as the communication is what gets foggy, and that's what confuses people. But the communication part is through the energetic presence. You need to learn when you're working with a spirit guide or spirits and when you're wanting to connect with them, you need to learn to bond and become familiar with their energy. That's like super, super important. That's kind of like spiritual communication 101 stuff there. You need to learn to be able to recognize their energy. The more that you have this bonding going on, the more that you stop when you see a synchronistic number. And you go, okay, I'm getting it. You're trying to give me a signal. And then you stop for a minute and you tune in and go, how does this feel? How am I feeling? What does it feel like around me? Who am I feeling around me? And you start to become more familiar with that. And then you see the number again. And then you go, yep, this is familiar. And that's the one thing that you need to do, because I'm going to get into that here too. I'm going to tell you what to do when you see synchronicities. But what happens is the more and more that you do that, your psychic senses will become heightened at other times when they're around. And slowly, you can develop the ability to sense them without the numbers being present. So it's a training exercise. It's a bonding exercise. And I know a lot of you are going to be going, oh, that makes complete and total sense. But I'm going to reiterate to you what I tell a lot of people. The reason that that doesn't happen to just click in your mind is because this is a skill and a training and a development process on a particular thing that you're learning or doing. And that takes training. And in order for that to happen and for you to develop, it takes training and knowledge. And a lot of people don't teach this kind of information. They're more vague about the information. Well, that number means this or that. They don't teach you. To me, that's not really helping anybody. Like if you're going, okay, yeah, the 444 means this or whatever, that's not really helping you learn how to connect on your own. So you don't have to go to the internet every time. You don't have to try to pull something up every time. You guys have this ability. You have this ability. If you are interested in this podcast whatsoever, I promise you, you have the ability to tune in. If you're like, I don't believe you, or it's not happening, it's not because the ability is not there. It's not. It's because you just haven't learned the proper training techniques to get you there. You haven't learned the proper things to pay attention to in the physical world to understand the spiritual world, because the way that the spiritual world works is a bit different than the physical world works. Physical world's very visual. The spiritual world is very energetic, right? So you have to retrain your brain to work with both sides of the coin, right? Because the numbers and the number patterns of synchronicities, that's a visual thing. But then you have to take that visual and learn and to tune into the energetic, right? And like I said, that's a whole nother class on its own. I'm going to give you some tips on kind of what to do, a little bit of what to do when you see them. But if it's something you're truly interested in learning about, that's why I have the classes. Go check out the classes. This is a skill, you know, to develop. And I guess the only reason I'm telling you this too is I don't like it when people get frustrated because they feel like they're being blocked or can't do it, because everybody can do it. Like I've taken so many people who's just like, I just can't do this. I've tried and I've had all these teachers and classes. And then when I kind of just refocus them into some of the knowledge that I teach, they're like, wow, this is totally different. I've been doing this all along and I didn't know to do this because I've learned a lot of the little tips and tricks along the way that has become incredibly helpful. So what do you do when you see number synchronicities or synchronistic numbers? Pay very close attention to what feeling comes over you. Pay very close attention. Acknowledge that feeling. Acknowledge it. I mean, that's kind of important and kind of strange, but it is a part of the bonding process. You know, I'm acknowledging the presence. Okay, I get it. You're kind of making your brain shift a little bit, going, yep, I'm definitely noticing there's something going on here. I can feel something. Don't know what it is. It may be faint. It may be strong, but it may feel faint. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter the strength of the feeling that you get with the numbers. Just know that there's a reason. There's a whole system that's happened before you notice that 444 or the 123 or whatever, or the 1111. There's a whole thing that took place. The guide was trying to connect with you. The spirit was trying to connect with you. They were helping try to guide you telepathically. They allowed all these things to happen, to take place, to try to shift your focus at exactly the right time. Then you shifted your focus. Now your awareness is heightened. Now you're tuning in. Now you need to feel. You need to kind of get on their level. They're trying to get on your level by pulling in the numbers sequences. Now you need to try to get on their level and understand how they communicate as well. And so that's when you start to feel. You try to sense. You bring in the awareness. You acknowledge, okay, something's going on. I'm just going to sit with this for a minute and see how it feels. Then let it go. Next time you see a number sequence that draws your attention, then tune into how that feels. every time that you begin to heighten and tune in, you may notice a couple different things that you should be aware of. Is one, sometimes they may feel different. You may have one number sequence that feels one way, or you felt one way with one happening, and then you might see another one and go, well, this feels a little bit different to me. That's okay, because that means you're just tuning in to different spirits, spirit guides, loved ones, whatever. That you're, it's just like people. Just like when you're around a certain person and they feel a certain way, good to you or not so good or happy or sad or whatever, people feel different to people. They don't pay attention to it in their brain, but everybody feels different to you. Your kids feel different. Your friends feel different. Each of your friends feel different than the other friend. Every once in a while, you'll get people that feel very familiar in the same way. Spirits are not any different. They all have their same or different vibration and their different feel. So just learn and enjoy becoming familiar with the different energies that you're sensing during different number patterns if they're different. If they're the same, then that's fantastic. Learn to tune into that one. And the more that you do this, the quicker, faster, stronger you'll tune in. And then you many times will begin to notice that feeling during other times when you're thinking about a problem, when you're getting ready in the morning and something work-related is going through your head. You're trying to, you know, get a question answered like, oh, should I do this or should I do that? And all of a sudden you may feel that presence and something may kind of click in your head. You'll start to make more connections. That's the whole point of the bonding exercise, is to become familiar and learn that. So you want to pay close attention to what feeling comes over you. You want to acknowledge that feeling and remember it. And you want to just sit with that feeling for a minute. You want, you know, and if it's the second time you're seeing a number pattern, ask yourself, is it the same feeling as it was last time? Is it different? Does it feel familiar? And sit with it. Just enjoy the presence for a minute, because that's how that kind of bonding thing occurs. That's how you kind of connect with your guide. When I do readings and things like that, it's just, I've been doing it for so long that I can bond and connect in really quickly with spiritual energies around. And when you can learn, that's the first part of training yourself to learn to connect with spirits. And when you start this bonding, this training exercise, you know, you can get better at it, and it can come quicker and it can come faster. And then it can start coming with pictures that will come through telepathically. So there's a lot of really cool things that can happen. But like I said, and before I kind of end this podcast, I wanted to address the point about there's still going to be some people out there who's going, well, everybody says that 444 is, you know, seeing my it's my archangel, or it's this or that or another thing. I guess I'm just going to leave you with this. Whatever resonates with you, let that sit with you. But think about it. If you want to think about this for a minute, I want to leave you with a little bit of thought, which is, how many people think, or do you really think that every single person on the entire earth that sees 444, 123, 1111 is supposed to get the exact same message? Out of the billions of people who live on this earth, are they supposed to be getting the exact same message? Maybe. And if so, it's most likely a general message. And I don't discount those general messages. I think that those can also hold very much importance. And I think that that's a good thing for you to look into if that's kind of the route that you're looking for, is looking for a general message. I think that those websites and different things can be very useful for you. But for those, I guess, that I'm trying to reach with this particular podcast, is for those who are looking for a more personal message. They're looking for one that is more meant for them specifically. And they're looking for, actually, they're looking to build on that bond and bring the spirit communication part into their life a little bit stronger. They're looking to advance further when it comes to, you know, dealing with spirits and spirit guides, and they do want that bonding experience, and they want to learn how to how to move forth with that because you have the ability and because you can. So I guess in that regard, I'm going to leave that up to you guys to decide where you're at along your spiritual journey, because I think that there are a lot of valid things, information out there when it comes to things like that, that, like I said, can be general messages. But there's also a lot of inaccurate information. So for you want to sort through that information. As always, with everything I teach, whatever resonates with you, keep that and use that information. Whatever doesn't resonate with you and you're like, I'm not quite, you know, that doesn't quite make sense to me, then just let it go. Even if it's me, if I'm teaching you stuff and you're like, yeah, I'm going to stick to the whole number website thing, then stick to it, because if that's what resonates with you, that's what you need to stick with. Not all information that's out there in the spiritual world will resonate with everybody. And that is your other spiritual lesson for today. Always, through all the knowledge that you're learning, through all the stuff that you're gathering along your spiritual journey, if it's resonating with you and it feels good, it feels positive to you, feels like something that's helpful, then soak in that information. If it feels like, this wasn't super helpful for me, just let it go. You have more room for other good information coming through, okay? So hopefully I explained that a bit more, because I have so many questions on it. So hopefully that clarified it quite a bit. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to iTunes, comment below. Even if I don't get your comments, I do read through almost all of them. So definitely leave a comment. Let me know if you enjoyed it or if you found it helpful. And don't forget to, if you're interested, don't forget to get the Spiritual Guru Box. Don't forget about that. If you have questions, you can email us. And then if you want to get in the Higher Purpose Learning Group, go to the website, keystothespiritworld.com. And before you go, I don't have the mentorship circle link on there. So I think the psychic ability class link is on there. But for those of you who are interested, I'll try to remember to post below, but it'll be mentorshipcircle.com. Or you can always email us or Lydia@keystothespiritworld. I hope that you have the most amazing day. All right. Aloha.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.